You think you're a genius. You had a decent amount of good trades in a row. It seems like this may actually work out for you. You're excited and you don't need to sleep as much. You're talking faster. Everything's great. Life couldn't be better. And risks seem to be a little less scary, and fear of failure has gone away. And it's awesome. You've been trading well, and that's generally how you feel. I think like when you round that corner, it can feel really good and it can be a safe place because you have confidence and you act. But eventually what happens is you get to the point where euphoria gets too strong. And as you've traded for a long time, you know these boom and bust cycles are brutal. So when you first start, you don't know how to make money. Then you figure out how to make money, but then you lose it all. And that's really painful. So you go through these emotional ups and downs. And then eventually you learn how to make money and then not get crushed when you're wrong. And a bad streak is just like a little drawdown and not like a 80% or 100% drawdown. And it's really checking yourself. And unfortunately, you just have to go through it. You can listen to what I say or read it in a Mark Douglas book or whatever, but you just have to go through it, I think. But when you're at that euphoric spot, it really pays to step away a little bit or tighten your stops, cut down your position sizes, trade smaller for a few days, which seems counterintuitive. Why would I trade smaller when I'm doing well? Well, because you need to get out of that emotional state. You need to like cool it down. The best time to take a trip is after you're doing well or after you're doing terrible. Because either way, your emotions are at an extreme and it's not good for trading. So when you think you're a genius, keep that in mind.